Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show.
TM Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for rocking with us this Wednesday, Hump Day Wednesday. So, Mayor, what's good with you?
Oh, it's Hump Day Wednesday in the city, and tonight we are having the opportunity to discuss or talk about true friendships and or relationships. And are you being used for what you can provide for the other person? Or is it a benefit and you both are growing? I'm looking forward to getting into that topic tonight so we can hear different perspectives. Please join us by dialing in to 917-889-3926. We actually should have a guest calling in shortly. We'll let you know when she gets in. But up until then, we're going to bless you with some of these great sounds of Bezel. And we'll be right back with the TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Bezel, get a room.
The moment you've all been waiting for. Give it up for
mommy's always fire, always had that sex drive to light the sky up. Gave us that meat to feed the hunger inside her. Not only is she beautiful, she the spark of my lighter. Through the good and bad, she fight like a fighter. Mommy's too hot, her walk is like a tiger. Sexy as a kitten, her purr will excite ya. We'll look in the eyes and find the love inside her. Holding her close, but distant apart. I need your body next to my body to keep warm. I really love the fact you tattooed on my arms. Laying in the castle with no armor on. You crave for my touch, you feel one lace you with. Whisper in my ear what you want me to taste. I whisper in your ear what I want you to take. And we attack each other like it was the last of the cake. To the room, close the door. Your body's still wet, but your back against the wall. Let me touch you with my tongue, ready to get it on. I'm feeling on your body, make me want you even more. Kissing your lips, it's as juicy as it gets. Like eating the lemon when it drips. Squeeze the little nail, let me get a lick. I've been here before, yeah, I know how you get. It only comes natural. Me and you shoot for the stars all night long. Feel like I'm on a mission of Mars. Into each other, yeah, I forgot what I'm on. The more passion I give, the stronger the bond. And it really don't matter who's right or wrong. And it may not exist, but love is never gone. You never had a love like this. Hard to resist when I give you that.
Let's get a room. I know I do.
Tim Hyman Radio Live. That was Coco Jones with Get Naked. Thank you for joining us tonight. Hump Day Wednesday in the city, and you are listening to your girl Dee Dee from Chesapeake, and we have our other banging angel online, Toya from Newark, Delaware. Say hi to the people, Toya.
Hola.
Hola, mommy. Good evening. Good evening again tonight. We get to bless the people with some education, and we're going to discuss, are you in a true friendship or relationship, or are you being used for what you can't provide for the other person? Are you actually building and growing together? And again, please dial in at 917-889-3926 to join into the conversation. We're looking forward to hear some different perspectives. However, again, we want to say our prayers and condolences go out to Whitney Houston and her family. We know that they're planning for a private memorial this weekend in Newark, New Jersey. Rest in peace, Whitney Houston, and our prayers go to Bobby, Christina, and Bobby Brown and her family and so forth and everyone else. Just wanted to throw that out there in the air. So if you're praying tonight, please lift them up in your prayers. But again, tonight we get to discuss relationships. Friendship is a sort of relationship. Let's go ahead and jump into the topic this evening. And discuss, you know, basically, are you being used for what you can provide by the other person? Are you actually building and growing together? Again, friendships to me is a relationship. You can have a relationship that's more than a friendship. You can have a friendship, acquaintanceship. Acquaintances are a type of relationship. Co-workers are a type of relationship. So you have all different types of relationship on the relationship spectrum. But what you need to determine, I guess, is the person that you're in relationship with, are they benefiting you or not benefiting you? Or are you just being used for what you can provide? And do remember, people will do to you what you allow them to do. So if you are being used, maybe you don't look at the person that's doing the using. Look at the person, look at yourself, and figure out why are you letting this person use you? What do you think, Toya?
I'm sorry for the late response. I'm trying to get to my phone. Hey, you know I'm a little slow.
Work it out. Work it out, mama.
Let's see. As far as being used, people only do what you allow them to do to you.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, if you're in a relationship and you're being used, like you said, you need to take a look at yourself, examine a relationship and see why people are taking advantage of you and why you allow people to take advantage of you.
Absolutely. I would like to go on the record and let the world know that LaToya and I have been best friends for going almost 14 years now, I believe, Toya.
Is it that after a couple of years you lose count? That sounds about right.
Well, I would like to say that it has been 14 years of a great relationship. I don't think either one of us are using either one of us. I think we are building. We have built together. We have come from a very long, you know, from a very long road. We started out in one place, and we have gradually, with God's help, progressed to new heights and new things. We are in business together. We are doing things that I don't think I have ever dreamed about doing with my friend. I can't say that, you know, I had dreams about it or, you know, I thought about it when I was young, but I've experienced a great relationship with my best friend, Toya. Actually, we don't even call each other, you know, best friends forever or best friends for life. We actually consider ourselves to be BBF, and in the acronym world, that means beautiful best friends, because I feel as though we are beautiful inside as well as we are on the outside, and if you ever get to see the same thing. But I feel that we are two beautiful people on the inside, and we are definitely a blessing to one another. We encourage each other as much as we possibly can. We are each other's motivator when we can be. We will not hesitate to give feedback, not so much as to condemn or to criticize or to complain and point the finger, but we give feedback in order to build each other up, because you need feedback in a relationship. So, you know, sometimes you don't do everything right and you're not perfect. We fall short of the glory of God every single day, and you have that accountability partner to help you along the way. And I feel that that's what Toya has been to me in our friendship for the past 14 years. Her daughter, which is going on 9 years old, this year is my goddaughter, and my daughter, who's 7, is her goddaughter. We are almost like sisters. You know, when I come into town, I visit her. Her mom and dad welcome me as if I was their own. And my mom, when she comes into town, welcomes her as if she was, you know, her own. So I feel as though our particular relationship is very unique, because you hardly ever find a woman who, you know, can really say, this is my true blue friend. Regardless, if we have a fight, we are still there. If, you know, we're having a bad day, we have an attitude, we are still there for one another. I mean, of course, we're women, so we may bump heads every now and again, but I actually feel as though that where I am weak at, LaToya is my strength, and I go to her, besides going to the Lord, I go to her as well to, you know, to help me out in that area and vice versa. So, and I think we complement each other greatly. Again, I can't say I have any friendship or relationship where I feel I'm being used, because, again, I believe that part of it is the responsibility of the person, of that person. You, again, people will do to you as you allow them to do, and if you allow them to use you, they will use you. I will not allow anyone to use me, or I will not allow myself to be taken advantage of, and I don't want to say I'm going to speak for Toya, but in these 14 years, I feel like I know her pretty well, and she's not having that either. We do go out of our way, you know, to be as kind as we possibly can. We will give you the shirt off our back, our last dollar in our purse, but we will draw a line in the sand if we feel as though any misuse is coming about from that. I just want to take a moment and introduce our hip-hop informer calling live from Tampa, Florida, Mr. T.M. Hyman.
Hey, what's up, Yeah, welcome to the show. I guess I'm welcome myself to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Hello, Charlie. Yeah, welcome to myself to the show. What's cracking? I'm listening. And, no, good stuff. So, let's keep it moving. But this is a good topic tonight. Because I'm not sure a lot of people have a clue or know how to differentiate whether they're in a supportive situation or whether they're a blanket or not. I'm not sure people know how to measure that.
I don't think so either, you know, because I know sometimes me and Toya have discussions all the time, and you and I too, Terrence, on a different end of the spectrum sometimes, but I think sometimes people not even realize, and they think, oh, well, I owe this person something, or I feel indebted to them because they did this for me, or just because we're here. And then they find out, if you take a step back and look at that particular relationship, they're either doing a whole bunch of arguing, they haven't grown as individuals, you know, they're always putting each other down, condemning one another. And to me, a measurement of a friendship, I can honestly say, and also I will let the world know as well, I don't have a problem saying it, my other beautiful, or let me say handsome, best friend is on the line as well, and that's Mr. Tim Hyman. These two individuals, I can measure our friendship from the day in which we became friends to the present day. I know they have built me up in my character. They have encouraged me. They have motivated me. I mean, I can look at my professional life and say they have contributed to that as well, and I'm in a better place than I was in the beginning. In my personal life, I can say thanks, and thank God for them that I'm in a different place than where I was. They pour into me every single day, and I pray that I do the same for them as well. But I don't think you're right. A lot of people don't even know where to begin as far as measurement. How do I look at my friend and say, or my acquaintance, or my homeboy, stick girl, whatever you want to call them, and say, you know what, is this a true friend? To me, I define true friendship as someone who's loyal, honest, trustworthy, dependable, reliable. So many things that's always going to be there. I know when I had my tragedy with my husband, I called Toya at Old Dog 30, and she was there. You know, it wasn't any hesitation. It wasn't, oh, okay, well, I'm going to get there when I can. She was on it. You know, to me, that is, you know, that's the true meaning of a friend. She was right there for me. Can you depend on them? Can you rely on them? Can you trust them with your child if you have children? I know that I can leave Daisha with her, and Daisha may not like it, but I know it'll be okay with me that Aunt Toya is going to take care of my child as if she was her own, and it would be no problem. So I think we might need to start there with the building blocks, with the basic foundation of how do you measure a good friend or a good stick girl, homeboy, however you describe that particular friend in your life. Maybe we need to help educate or just give our, I guess it would be our own opinions on, you know, what that would be, some measuring sticks or, you know, rules of the game. How do people even begin?
I think you just help to identify some attributes or some characteristics of what a real friend is, because at the end of the day, you got to be trustworthy. You got to be loyal. You know, you got to really have my best interests at heart. And you got to be somebody for me. I'm that friend that needs the truth. Because I've been a boss for a long time, a leader for a long time, a lot of times people tell us what they think we want to hear. But I'm that leader that, you know, that boss that really want to hear what I need to hear, you know, versus what you think I want to hear. So somebody who's going to be an accountability partner to you and somebody that's going to stick it to you and be real when everybody else is you telling you what you want to hear. You know, that's what I appreciate about most of my friendships, because I don't call people friends if they aren't. You know, I'll call you what you are. You know, I'll even call you my enemy. I'll call you my enemy. I called somebody recently my enemy. I posted something on Facebook, and they got the picture. They knew I was talking about them. That's good. Because what I don't do, I don't like calling people's names, but if the boots fit, pull them up. You know, so I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I think honesty, you know, being a true friend, telling somebody what they need to hear, You know, those are things that are major to me in a friendship, and that's something that we share. You know, you're real with me, I'm real with you, the same with Toya. It took me a minute to get used to Toya's realness, and she'll punch you, she packs a punch. But at the end of the day, it's real, and that's what we need in our life.
I agree. That means the most to me, because so many, too many of us walk around here and dismiss people because they're not telling us what we, quote, unquote, want to hear. That word want, people in hell want ice water. However, they wants are not what we are here to, you know, here to give you. But you will, my friends will tell me what I need to hear, and it's what I need to hear, guided by the Holy Spirit in my life, my thoughts are, guided by the Holy Spirit that's going to get me through and take me through whatever situation I'm going through, or give me that encouragement, that motivation that I need. It's what I need to hear. And those are your true friends, because everything is not going to be pretty and it's not going to be what you want. And if people keep feeding you what you want to hear, all they're doing is stroking your ego, and they're not your friend. There's something that they're trying to get. They have ulterior motives, and you might want to take that's a good measurement tool right there. If people keep telling you what you want, if somebody is always in agreement to what you're saying, always in agreement, so that you can never say anything wrong, they don't ever disagree with you, they don't have their own opinion and own
thoughts.
They're
a butt kisser. They're a butt kisser and a brown noser. Get out of here.
Get out of here. That's not a true friend. You know, why would you want someone to do that?
No doubt. It's 9:22, everybody. Is Toya with us? Or is she working out? What
you know she working it out. Mama is working it out.
Hey, I'm here.
hey, it's military payday out there for a lot of folks. February 15th. February 15th in the building. Hey, jump on it. Let us know what you think about this topic. Security blanket or support system tonight? 917-889-3926. Hey, we want to hear from you again. 922 here in Tampa, Florida. 822 in Chicago. You are tuned to TM Hop Radio Live. It's Hump Day. Hey, health and wellness coming up. We'll be right back.
Front porch swings and the evening shade. Sipping on grape flavored Kool-Aid while Marvin Gaye sings in the background. Let's get it on. Hopscotch, Jack's. Red light, green light, Mother May I? Back in the days of soft ways and easy understanding. When I was a little girl, Mama taught me to serve the lawn. Daddy said, Nina Bell, don't be nobody's fool. Thought I was grown on $5 a week, and staying up all night made me groan. When going all the way meant marry the man before the child. Never knew the pain of true love. My biggest fear, the redhead girl would never come to marry Charlie Brown. No. A kiss and a red light raised my age, and a sip of wine to hit the good time. The basement prior made me laugh while the Jackson said,
we get it out in the park because it's 187 on the undercover car. New York, big city of dreams, because cash rules everything around me. Cream is the money. Microphone checker, cause what's salt and pepper without the Cinderella? Yo, chillin' with the rest of your crew, clean off when they reminisce over you, my God.
I remember the freedom of walking the street, sleep at night, doors open wide. Being a pimp was not the end thing to do. When a gang was seven riding in a four-seater, a switch on your back, respect your fellow man. Back then it was cool for a village to raise your child. Backyard wedding receptions, barbecue feasts, block parties, dancing in the street. Grandmaster Flash and Sugar Hill Gang were anomalies. Afros, dashikis, and white collar shirts, big hoops and mini skirts. When dancing down the Soul Train line is where I wanna be. Today we look the same, but everything has changed. I long for the days when we were free.
undercover cop. New York, big city of dreams, because cash moves everything around me. Cream is the money, microphone, microphone, checker. Cause what's on the top of when I was in the Cinderella? Yo, chillin' with the rest of your crew, click on when they reminisce over you.
My God.
I got the bell bottom, the illo fro. Butterfly collar, coolie high camp flow. Champagne supernova, leather interior. Donny Hathaway booming as I recline. Turn a couple corners, spice like piranha. Summer, summer time, hot like a sauna. Dice against the wall, Chuck Taylor's on my feet. It's like we all family living on the same street. Food stamp, free cheese, we pick our own switches. The first time I heard of Temp LD. Right on your dick, got a gig, my nigga. Running numbers cold blooded, just did a bit.
Tim Herman Radio Live.
What a difficult song, however, that was Days by Neo Soldier,
and we'll try to get that back on and playing for you tonight. Again, it's Hump Day Wednesday in the city, and we are discussing support system or security blanket, friendship, relationship. Are you being used, or are you being a benefit to your so-called friend? We have Toya from Newark, Delaware on the line, and hip-hop informer T.M. Hammond from Tampa, Florida, and we are so glad to be here with you tonight. Why don't you join in to this conversation at 917-889-3926 and tell us what you think about it.
That's right. I personally try to foster.
Yeah. Everybody in this world is God's property. Though I saw myself as a victim of hypocrisy. Never been labeled as a menace to society, but society was the menace to the very privacy. As a child, I didn't know to take the right steps. Preacher looked in my eyes and said it's just a test. I could look at my father and tell that he was blessed. Cause my dad was conceived at his mother's last breath. Thinking, how am I so selfish to go sin again? Everyone around me drinking and they smoking, man. I can't take this peer pressure, I can't hold it in. So I grab that red cup and then I pour that gin. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness. Every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping. Hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven is so far away. My mother told me don't just judge a girl by her appearance. Look for intelligence and the godly spirit. Relationships without the Lord ain't gon' last long. Thinking to myself, she probably heard this on a sad song. I met this girl up in the church and we really connected. Every thought I had of her just left me so breathless. Night after night, texting became perpetual. Getting a little sexual and now I'm about to test the rules. This was supposed to be the girl that I wait for. Instead, we in the bed, she asked, can I take more? I got up out the bed and grabbed my stuff and left. Feeling lost of emotions, but a gain of regrets. And now, every time I go to God asking for forgiveness. Every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian. I see myself at the party with the Ciroc and sipping. Hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven is so far away. The book that no one ever wants to read is Revelation. Because it talks to God's wrath and the beast of Satan. But that's my motivation to why I keep going. Even though my bars are secular, I keep flowing. till I turn my lust to love, to my faith above, to the only God I trust. And I don't want the fame and the cheddar, I just want the strength and the will just to live better, man. Every time I go to God, asking for forgiveness. Every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with Mr. Rock and Flippin', hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. And see, I only give thanks to Him on my best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led straight. Sometimes I see this light of heaven, it's so far away. Yeah. I don't even know if y'all got that, man. Just listen, man. All you gotta do is listen. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness. Every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc and sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. It seems I only give thanks to Him on my best days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on that right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see this light of heaven, it's so far away.
Team Hammond Radio Live, welcome back. Hanging out with us Hump Day Wednesday. Security blanket or what is it? Support system. Security blanket. Which are
in
you?
The blue blazer.
Oh, man. No man live out of Chesapeake, Tampa, Florida here. Toya live out of Newark, working it out on a treadmill.
Work it out, mama. Work it out, Toya. Work out for everybody. Work it out.
Get it.
Okay, Black History Month is February. Black History should be every day of the year. How about it? Just should. Just like we learn about everybody else's history. I mean, I thank God that we have a month. But, I mean, how about 12 months? How about we learn something about Black History every day? How come for? Why not?
I agree. I think it's an individual thing. You got to foster that type of education in your household. You can't let society dictate, you know, what you should be doing and when you should be doing it.
Absolutely. However, but since we do make it big as February, make sure you're doing your best to find out as much information as you can and educating others who may not know. And let's, you know, do something to, we learn about the same old things. I know I've heard about the same old things during Black History Month, Martin Luther King, who made the light, the stoplight or the elevator, or, you know, people that you don't hear about may be like there's a gentleman, I can't remember Ira's last name, but I was impressed because I never knew a Black man named Ira other than the gentleman I used to work with named Ira Green, but he was an actor and a theater performer over in Europe. I have to find out what Ira's last name is. But just find out, you know, some of those Black history facts that you never knew about. Or how about Bass Reeves, who was the first Black marshal. He was, like, named the best marshal in the business. Back in the 1800s, he had, like, over 33 arrests. You know, I didn't hear about Bass Reeves until I was at a conference one evening by a pastor who came to speak at my conference who educated us. Toya was there, who educated us on who Bass Reeves was. And I was just outdone that someone from another race had to tell me someone about my own race who I didn't have a clue about, and I was just outdone. Let me just give you a little bit of information. And I'll be so outdone if I'm getting his name wrong, too.
Get it right.
And yeah, it's Bass Reeves. I was correct. And you want to know something? He was a Black hero marshal, and why for? I'm having network problems. It's still pulling up. The information is still pulling itself up. Once I get that information up, I will let you know a little bit more about him and his successes and everything. I'm pretty sure a lot of people haven't heard about who he was, but he was a very great man of character. He was someone, a marshal, who his own son killed his wife, and he went and hunted his son down and turned him in. He was loyal to his profession. He started off as a slave. He started off as a slave. He was the bodyguard to his owner. He took on the surname of his owner. He was his bodyguard. Eventually, Lincoln set the slaves, you know, emancipated them. He was free. He got married, moved back to Alabama. He couldn't read nor write, but he became a U.S. Marshal because he went to the U.S. He went to Indian Territory and became so familiar with their languages and their territory and land, he was sought out by the white man because all of the murderers and bank robbers and bad criminals of that sort were hiding in Indian Territory. So they needed someone who knew Indian Territory backwards and forwards. So they sought out Bass Reeves. And again, a great man of character. He turned in his own son, hunted him down, turned him in. You know, he never shot a man if it wasn't in self-defense. He never wanted to kill anybody if it wasn't for defending himself. And many a times people shot at him, you know, but they never killed him. He was shot at many a times, but he was blessed and never killed. But I'll get further information. Network is still pulling up to bless you with some more of that black history this evening.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much.
9:37 on the East Coast, my friend. 6:37 on the West Coast. You are in the midst of Hump Day Wednesday. Try to help you to get over this hump. 917-889-3926. DD. Hey, DD, I like hearing you lead the show. I like hearing you lead the show.
Oh, cut it out.
Absolutely.
Blush. Stop it.
I like hearing it. Hey, let's get into this joint right here. It's called, I think it's Last Mile. It's beginning to be one of my favorite joints. It's Shalique Rivers, Last Mile. We got Shalique scheduled to actually come on the show, I believe, next week. Check it out. We'll be right back. Hump Day Wednesday, TM Hino Radio Live.
Now I'm pounding the pavement, just like the wheels on that Greyhound. Double bag full of patience, but the bullshit's starting to weigh me down. Cause of that I barely made it, but the thought almost makes me laugh out loud. Cause I know I gotta make it. Standing in the station, way too crowded in here, and everybody trying to take the fast way up. We're all just dreamers in here. Dreams just fade when we all wake up. So I'm sleepwalking, yeah. That's how you make moves while you're dreaming. I'm sleepwalking, yeah. Trying to figure out what I'ma do.
I'm on my last mile.
Like I walked into the matrix, a brand new world before my eyes, and I'm no longer nameless, and everybody thinks I'm next to shine. The minute I began to claim it, spotlight nearly made me blind. So I don't wanna be famous, I found another way. It's way too crowded in here, and everybody's trying to take the fast way up. We're all just dreamers in here. Dreams just fade when we all wake up. So I'm sleepwalking, yeah. That's how you make moves while you're dreaming. I'm sleepwalking, yeah. Trying to figure out what I'ma do. Thinking I don't wanna be famous. No, that's what I said. I don't wanna be famous. But now I'm gonna be famous.
Tim Hyman Radio Live. That was Shalique Rivers, My Last Mile. Okay, I'm not a singer. However, I really do like that song myself, Karen. That is really nice, very encouraging. Sometimes that's how I feel. That's okay, because I'm going to keep pressing through, because I have my friends that are my support system and not my security blanket to keep on motivating me and encouraging me through that last mile. Only upward and onward we go, and thank God for that. Again, join us tonight in this conversation, security or support blanket. So, yeah, I'm sorry, I'll call in at 917-889-3926 so we can hear your comments on the topic. And again, if you have any good Black history facts about something that, you know, we normally don't get to hear about during Black History Month, call in with that information too. We'd be delighted to be educated. You know, since we're giving out education, we would like to receive some as well. I did get that information on Bass Reeves. So just a little bit more tidbits. I'll just give I keep it going throughout the night of the show. Just give us a little bit of information. He was born to slave parents in 1838 in Paris, Texas. Again, he was the first Black U.S. deputy marshal west of the Mississippi River. It was said that his owner wanted to go support the Civil War, so he took Bass with him. He was over 6 foot, like 6 foot two, 6 foot three. And back then, during that time, the average height of most Black men were under 6 foot. So he was considered to be very tall. That's why he got to go along as his quote-unquote bodyguard. But it is said that was rumored, not too sure really what happened that night, that his owner got drunk and they got into a fight, and Bass Reeves punched his owner, George Reeves, in the face. And then because he was scared of being killed, he escaped. You know, he ran away. And here in the Indian Territory, he fled to Indian Territory, where the Seminoles and the Creek Indians lived, and that's where he picked up basically all of his Indian territory, all his Indian knowledge about the territory, about speaking the different languages. And so I'll keep just going throughout the night, just give you little tidbits about this awesome Black man, again, Bass Reeves, for Black History Month.
No doubt. Coming up a live out of Chesapeake tonight, we got health and wellness with Domare.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Black history facts are awesome. Like, I'm like you. I mean, we've kind of grown up hearing the same old, you know, Oprah Winfrey and, you know.
Martin Luther
Mae
King.
Mae Jameson and Martin Luther King.
George Washington Carver. Those apart, exactly.
Right. For the same old folks. Let's introduce some people that, you know, haven't gotten their just due. So I appreciate that information tonight, though, man.
I'm delighted to give it. It makes me happy. I was ecstatic when I heard it. Pastor Newell, when he was explaining, because his point was to talk about, you know, different things about this particular man. But as he was going through his, the baby can't scrap his story. Just gone.
You're going in and out, though, man.
Am I? Can you hear me now?
We can.
I was just astounded by, you know, his greatness and awesomeness, and again, he was a slave who could not read or could not write, but he was sought out by some of the top white marshals during that time to be a marshal. So again, I'll give you more tidbits about Bass Reeves as the evening goes on. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, okay. Everybody got questions. No, I'm just experiencing technical difficulties over here, and I just need to make sure that it wasn't me again, because I had a big glitch just a minute ago. So I'm like, okay, am I alone?
You are not alone. Let's just get into another song and come back with Health and Wellness Live on the Chesapeake. You're tuned to Hump Day Wednesday. Security blanket or support system? Do you know what you have? Hey, hit us up, let us know. We'll be right back. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Hello? Yeah, come to the door, I'm outside. You look so good, can I get your face? You look so good. my girl a 20. Looking in your eyes when we sipping on some Henny. Trips overseas, doing Zen and Mr. Chow. I cherish every moment, every time that she's around. All black, bluey shades, classy as she wanna be. Tell how I'm talking, she can have me if she wanted me. Things I wanna tell you, my heart's not speaking to my brain, so my mouth doesn't know what to say. Your body, I obey, cause your hips is looking scrumptious. My love will hit you hard like a boxer throwing punches. No papa, she don't want your dollars. Your chick a free rocker, she more like a scotter. Zipping dollars, the chick your girl wanna be. And she's just that I wanna be.
You look so good.
Everybody.
All right, all right, all right. And pineapples to us all. Good evening, world. Thank you for joining me tonight on tonight's health and wellness segment. I'm glad to join you. It's brought to you tonight by Massages for Life, and it is definitely coming to you soon. Tonight's topic is about prescription drug use, drug abuse and addiction. And tonight I just wanted to highlight this topic because it bothers me a little bit that with the Whitney Houston situation, they're trying to make this, she had prescription drugs in her room. They're trying to make this big thing that, and we subpoenaed all the doctors. Well, one thing they said was that her name was on all the prescription drug bottles, however many was in her room. Therefore, apparently her doctors must have prescribed them to her. She didn't get them off the street. They are hers. I don't really understand that. Needless to say, I think we should all educate ourselves. Prescription drugs are the second most commonly abused category of drugs, behind marijuana, that is, and ahead of cocaine, heroin, methamphetamine, and other drugs. Now, some prescription drugs can become addictive, especially when they're used in a manner inconsistent with their labeling or for reasons they were not prescribed. We've all heard of Oxycontin, Vicodin, Xanax, things of that sort, and steroids, prescription drugs as well. Now, in 2000, about 43% of hospital emergency admissions for drug overdoses, which that equates to about nearly 500,000 people, happened because of misused prescription drugs. This type of drug abuse is increasingly partially because of the availability of prescription drugs, including online pharmacies that make it easier to get the drugs without a prescription, even for minors. Now, there may also be the perception that, especially among younger people, that prescription drugs are safer than illegal street drugs. Because, it's a prescription drug, it's legal. There's nothing wrong with it. But if you're pushing it, a pedal on it, there's something wrong with it. Most people, of course, don't lock up prescription medication. They can go into their parents' medicine cabinet or their bathroom medicine cabinet and get it, or we don't discard of it once we finish taking some of it or whatever. So sometimes our youth goes into the medicine cabinet, gets it, begins to sell it. Now it's on the street. Prescription drug abuse is generally the same between men and women, except among the ages of 12 to 17 years of age. And in this particular age group, drug abuse is found more likely in females. Research has shown. Now, the number of teens and young adults ranging from ages 12 to 25 who were new abusers of prescription painkillers grew from 400,000 in the mid-1980s to 2 million in 2000. That, again, those numbers, the age range is from 12 to 25. It grew from 400,000 in the mid-1980s to over 2 million by the year 2000 as far as prescription drug abuse. Now, the new misusers are using tranquilizers as prescription drug abuse, and those are like for anxiety or attention, and that increased nearly 50% between the year of 1999 and the year 2000 alone. Within that 1 year, misuse of tranquilizers, again, increased nearly 50%. And again, that age range is between 12 and 25. Jumping on that because I want to make sure we are paying attention to our youth. They are so important. Now, drug addiction is a biological and pathological process that alters how the brain functions. Prolonged drug abuse changes the brain in fundamental and long-lasting ways. These long-lasting changes are a major component of the addiction itself. So basically, or in a figurative way, there's a switch in the brain that kind of flips at some point during your drug use. At that point in which the switch flips to a different point in your brain, and it varies between individuals because our tolerance is different, what other things we are putting into our bodies plays a big part in it. But that effect of the change is the transformation from drug abuser to a drug addict. And it's so important that we pay close attention, again, to that age range, 12 to 25, because prescription drugs are becoming so much more accessible than the illegal drugs on the streets. And you can find, I just saw on the news today, Texas Christian University had a drug bust on campus. And I believe it had something to do with about 20 students who was in this particular drug bust. And a lot of it had to do with prescription. They were pushing prescription drugs as well as illegal drugs. So I just wanted, again, and with the situation with Whitney Houston, bring it to light. Prescription drugs are something we really need to start paying attention to. I know they harped on, you know, cocaine, heroin, marijuana, the illegal drugs, but, and they, you know, people are not really focusing on the prescription drugs, but we need to do our best to educate ourselves, educate our youth, make sure that we're not making it accessible for them, and to be sure that we talk to our doctors if it's something that they, our youth or ourselves, we need to be on a prescription drug, that we understand the ins and outs of it to make sure it's not something that can become addictive to us. Again, thank you for joining us for tonight's health and wellness segment. Please join us back next week with a new topic. And again, it's brought to you by Massages for Life. And again, I thank you.
All nights, and I won't remember you in the morning.
Shawty, you could be
the one I can't deal with. All of these girlies on me. I'm so turned up, shirt off, showing off tattoos. Every single last one they want read. Bring her, that's my call.
Popping bottles in the club.
That's my call.
Making models fall in love.
That's my call. And the party don't stop. I spend this money, grab some juices, and I'm out. Cause take a big stop sweating me. Take a big stop sweating me. Take a big stop sweating me.
Ferrari fame, the fame way. Come right to them over there hating. They mad cause one coin leads to one coin, and then that coin leads to another coin. Next thing you know, we all coin in this.
TMI Radio Live. It is 10:02. I am. What time is it where you are? Hey, thanks for tuning in out there, wherever you are in the world, rocking with us inside Hump Day Wednesday. DD Live out of Chesapeake just brought you that nice health and wellness segment. Hey, stay off the drugs. Leave the drugs alone. Prescription drugs, marijuana, the Oxycontin, the crystal meth,
all that.
Vicodin, Xanax. Look, I was in the gym this week working out. And there has to be, I was actually checking my blood pressure, and it was pretty high. And
wow.
So the older man, you know, he was like, oh, man, you know, you got to make sure that bottom number is a little lower. And he went on to tell me this and tell me that. And he was a physician. And the physician said, he said, well, no, I don't. I said, well, do you have high blood pressure? He was like, no, I don't have high blood pressure. And you know what? I forgot the damn point that I was even making with this story. So let's just let it go. Oh, no, I totally forgot the point. It's all right. If it comes back to me,
it's okay,
because
we have a caller on the line that I believe they might want to talk about, you know, some black history education. Or they might want to talk about our topic, you know, support system of security blanket. Call area code 407-7267.
That's Claylicious.
Oh, no, it's not, is it?
What's up,
see,
what's up?
Ow!
Hey, girl.
I know that number.
I ain't recognize
hey,
that number.
Hey, girl, how y'all doing?
That.
What up, Clay?
What up, boo? What up, boo?
What's cracking? Hey, Clay, that topic tonight is security system or no, support system or security blanket. I don't know why I keep holding it up. Support system or security blanket. Are you in a true friendship or a true relationship, in your opinion? I already know what the deal is over there. Share with the people, Clay. Support system or security blanket. What you got over there?
Well, I got everything. I got a great support system and a security blanket. I have the most incredible man. Matter of fact, I just got home from church right now, y'all. And
give him some
yes,
praise.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shandero, glory to God.
Yes.
I just got home from church, and this month at church, you know, it was Valentine's Day yesterday. And so at church, they were talking about love. So it's awesome that you all got the show on tonight, because that's some of the things that they were talking about at church tonight, you know, having a good spouse and having a good mate. And so it's just awesome, because not only do I have a good security system with my husband, but I have the most dynamic, phenomenal man of all. So life is just great for me, y'all. So I got everything. I got everything all at once for me. Life is great for Claylicious.
That's what's good. So, Clay, there's no pet peeves or nothing. No pet peeves. You say he's great, he's wonderful, he's all
you know
that.
What? You know what? The only, I don't necessarily, I think it might be, I might have a little pet peeve with my boo. Because, you know, he loves to lay hands on me suddenly. Y'all read between the lines, you know what I'm saying? He loves to lay hands continuously.
Suddenly.
Yes, God is good all the time. And I think maybe one, not necessarily a pet peeve, but I don't know. Would he be, when he blow up in my ear, I'd be like, boy, don't blow up in my ear like that right now, because he do it at the wrong time sometimes, and it gets some on the inside of me just rise up at the wrong time. So maybe that right there. But other than that, whoo, glory
hey,
to
well,
God.
Hey, that's a good thing, though. That's a good thing. That's a good problem to have right there.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Seriously, though, because he's just real romantical, and he just really follows the scriptures. We talk about laying hands suddenly and blessing and, yes, God is good. I can't wait till he get home so we can keep following what the word of God says. Thus says the Lord by laying on his hands, blowing in my ear for Jesus. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Clay, what was it that, well, not even what was it, timing. Had you ever been married before? This your first time being married?
It's my first time being married, yes.
Did you not want to be married? Did you hold off for a while? What was it that I want to go back to your, I'm saying what was it, but I really want to, you mentioned that you had created a list of 50 some odd items that you wanted in your mate a while back. What was it that actually caused you to create that list?
Well, first of all, I had not had sex for over 10 years. I have a daughter. She's 10 years old, and so I had not had sex until after that point. And so I had always lived righteous for God, but you know how I kind of, you know, let the enemy kind of get in a little bit. You know, when the enemy snuck up on me, how a little boop, you know, God is good though, all the time. And so I said, you know what? I really felt with all my heart is that if I do right by God, I knew that somehow, some way he would reward me. And I consider myself, and then I used to be 326 pounds. And even when I was big, I was still a fine woman. So I always had confidence. I thought I was the finest big woman on earth. But, you know, a lot of things happened in my life. A lot of things transpired. I lost weight and everything, other things happened for me as well, too. But I always knew that God says he'll give me the desires of my heart. And the Bible also says, to write, I ain't trying to preach, but it says to write the vision, make it plain. So I said, God, listen, I'm going to see if your word is really true. Now, you said you'll give me the desires of my heart. So I'm going to write the vision and make it plain. And so I always knew what I wanted in a man. So I said, I'm going to write this list. I wrote a list of 51 things that I wanted in a man. I'm not going to tell you everything on the list, but I have stuff, of course, a man of God. I have stuff that I want a man with nice feet. I had, because that's just my own personal list. I had on my list, I wanted a great communicator, somebody that's my best friend who is in love with me. Like he loves God. He only has eyes for me. I have stuff on my list like that. So I wrote this list down, and I put this list up, and I put pictures up with this list. And I said, God, I know you're going to make it to come to pass. I had not had sex in over 10 years. So I just knew that when I was obedient to God, but what I did also was that I wasn't so consumed with that list. I just wrote it down, boom. But I knew that I had purpose and destiny too to fulfill. So I just was like, oh my God, I got to have a man today. Oh my God, I'm going to pass out. So I wrote that list down. I went about my business, and it was probably maybe like 3 years later, two and a half, three years later, you know, some things that started shifting. This little chocolate thunder man came into my life. It was history after that.
That's what's good. You often make a – I heard you make a joke about that list and said that he was 50 of the 51. But I think that what you say, one, is a good thing, that you actually write it. And I also know that Claylicious and her husband are big on writing the vision. They have a faith board, you know, that actually the things that they want, you know, they put it up on the board. Again, they're writing the vision, they're making it plain. You know, she's still doing that today in her life. You know, so that's one thing that I wanted you all to hear, because at the end of the day, you have to enter into a situation with expectation. Most people have not because they expect not, and they're just kind of getting what's floating their way. Everything that comes to you isn't for you. You gotta know that it's not for you, because you have greater expectation. We're hanging out with Claylicious tonight, everybody. 917-889-3926. We're going to get into this joint. We'll come back. We'll talk more about support system or security blanket. Do you know what you have? It's 10-11. You're tuning to TMI Radio Live. Hump Day! We'll be back.
Blanket, pretty much are you being used in your friendship or relationship? We have a caller on the line, 302 last 44934. Give us your name, tell us where you're calling from.
Hi, it's Sheree. Hey, how are y'all?
We doing good, Jody. How you doing?
I had better days, but still alive, still blessed.
Well, we praise God for you.
Oh, amen. Hallelujah.
What's going on, Mama? What you got to say on the topic tonight? Security blanket or support system?
Let's see. Support system, definitely.
You have a friend in your life, a best friend, someone that's your support system?
Well,
she's trying to figure it out.
Well, not so much anymore. Well, what you're saying is support system as far as, like, what do you mean by?
Your friendship. Yeah, friendship. Do you have a friendship, an acquaintanceship, or some type of relationship that you have with someone else?
Did you just
else?
Make up a word, an acquaintanceship? What the hell?
Yeah. Hey, we can. We got liberties on this show. Ain't no censorship and stuff. This is writers. You know what it's called. An acquaintance that you, because relationships go from one end of the spectrum to the other. I mean, enemies have our relationship. The Bible said keep the enemies close. You know what I'm saying? So that's a relationship within itself. So basically, we explore, you know, friendships or other types of relationships, and are the people that you're in them with, is it a security blanket for you or a support system? Are they using you or are they benefiting you?
Now, Sheree, okay. I know you've been in some relationships in which you felt used, and people were using you and taking advantage of your friendship.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I just needed to get my definitions aligned correctly.
Exactly, so, Mama,
exactly. What we're saying is that would be more or less on the used side. Yeah, okay, yeah. I definitely had a couple of friendships, I would say, where, and honestly, sadly enough, it was a lot of female friends of mine that apparently I just don't get along with females in. But I've had tons of relationships where I've been best friends with people, and then all of a sudden, you know, because I wasn't supporting them like they thought I should be, we all of a sudden not friends no more.
Well, give us one thing that they measured it, but how do you measure that? You know, how do you get to a place where you say, here's a measuring stick, or here's what I'm measuring, and you're not supporting me?
I mean,
how do you measure
that? Like, me personally, I just would look at it like, you know, as a friend, you would be supporting me when I'm going through stuff, or, you know, if, you know, I need some money or whatever else, you got me no matter what. You know, we could always talk about whatever's going on, but in my particular situation, it's just like if I'm trying to, you know, be real with one of my friends or whatever, you know, in this particular situation, she bailed and was like, oh, well, I don't want to hear what you guys say, blah, 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 blah. And I was just trying to be there for her as a friend, and that wasn't, you know, she wasn't hearing that. But that
was. You was telling her what she needed to hear and not what she wanted to hear.
Exactly. Right. But that didn't occur until after I had supported her through a lot, you know, financially, you know, emotionally, and all of that. And not to be able to get, you know, even some of that back, even, you know, friendship's not always 50-50. You know, sometimes, you know, you got a little on this side, a little on that side. You got to be there for this person a little bit more so this time, and maybe they'll get you back next time. But, you know, when you start seeing that a little bit too much on one side, you always giving and the other person always taking, you know, something's got to give at some point. Even if you love a person, you know, you got to be real with yourself and be like, they just taking whatever they can take from me. They want to use me for whatever. And you just got to let the friendship go.
Reason, season, and a lifetime. Go ahead, Tan.
It's good that you know how to draw the line in the sand, though. But, you know, before I go there, though, I heard you say that you don't get along with females. Does that just run in your family?
What you trying to say, Terrence? I get along with females. Hold on now. You know what?
No,
it's not so much
said the same thing.
It's not that I don't get along with females. I just don't get along with them, okay?
Don't even try, right? It's just like,
I'll tell you why. Because you'll find that a lot of females are very needy. A lot of females just want you to just stroke their ego. I don't have time for that. I'm not the person that's going to constantly,
stroke your ego.
I'm not going to do it. I can't do it.
We're not going to tell you what you want to hear. We're going to tell you what you need to hear. We're going to be there when we need there. And, yeah, it's not about, you know, normally you might see normally females run in like fours. Most females run in fours. You know what I'm saying? I think Toya and I have a very unique friendship. It's just us two. Now, sometimes we have our individual friends on the outside, but can we bring them all and make a four-woman unit? No. And 9 times out of 10, we don't keep those women in our circle too long. Toya and I have only been able just to seem to keep up with one another because, like, women are very needy. They want you just to pay attention to them. Most women are not concerned about your needs. They just, for whatever reason, don't. It's like they take on that same approach with a man. Pay attention to me. Give me the attention. Stroke my ego. Make me feel pretty. Say something I want to hear. Do all this. And, you know,
there's just as many men like that as well. So I don't think it's a female thing versus a male thing. I think it's a human thing at the end of the day. But I think it comes down to knowing what you're going to take and what you're not going to take. And when you've kind of drawn a line for yourself, you know, you got to be able to walk away, be willing to walk away, you know, instead of stepping across that line. Because a lot of times people will try to draw you in, and they know what they're doing because they're users. I mean, let's just call it what it is, flat out. Some people are just flat out users, period. Their intent is to use, and they'll suck you dry until you have nothing else to give. Now, my thing is this. There are a few clues in the beginning. Sometimes we turn our face to, or we say, it's okay. You know, it's not okay. When people give you signs of who they are in the beginning, you better take heed to those signs because, people let us know who they are, but sometimes we just don't pay attention.
We don't listen. That's right. We're too busy talking and not listening.
But another thing I want to piggyback off and say, too, is that when you know who you are as an individual, then you won't keep getting yourself, and when I say you, I'm just talking about people in general, you won't get yourself into bad situations. Like, for instance, myself. I am a very, very, very outgoing person. People love to hang around Claylicious, but I have to draw the line with people. See, I've been dealing with people pretty much my whole life. So I've always been the most popular girl at school, and I've won all type of stuff at school, and I've been this, that, and this. But I've always had balance, and I've always had wisdom as well, too, because you got to know who's for you and who's not for you. So even in my life now, everybody who in my life know their position. My acquaintances know from the beginning you're just an acquaintance. So I'm just going to probably say hi, I'm by to you, and it's okay. So I'm probably not going to call you on the phone. We're not going to be chin-chat. So I have a handful of best friends. I have a handful of real friends. Those are my friends that when I need something, and my husband is my number one friend. God and my husband are my two BFFs for life and my daughter. So all these
best
other
friends
people,
to have.
They're just decorations in my life. They just decorate. So everybody knows their place. And I think that's smart how you all say that you only got two good friends. I think that's smart because when you know who you are as a person, and that trickle down even into getting in relationships with people. I tell people all the time, the person that you chose is a result of your intelligent decision. Just like the friends that you have are your intelligence speaking. So if you keep being friends with somebody who you know keep using you, then I tell people, you know what? You get what you deserve. They should keep using you. Because if you don't have enough common sense, and like I say in my DVD, I talk about sense ain't common. Because sense ain't common. And like how Mr. T.M. Hyman said, people give you clues all the time. every day people leaving, dropping you clues, whether they good clues or they not good clues. And it's up to you, but it goes back to you know who you are as a person. And when you're confident in yourself, like, for instance, with me, I knew I was going to get me a good man because I'm a doggone good woman. So I knew that if I be patient and not be desperate, I knew God was going to give me his best because I am the best. So I didn't compromise or sell myself short for every little time Dick and Harry came through. Because don't get it twisted, baby. Don't get it twisted. Claylish has always been sweet, but I also have balance with myself, even with my friends in my life. So I never have drama. So I applaud you two ladies for being for the friendship that y'all have because you know who you are, so you don't even get caught with all these other women because women can be chatty. Men can be chatty too, but more so women because we're so emotional and we cry and, ooh, she her weave is cuter than my weave. Who matters? God made weave for everybody. We can all have weave and just live, be unbelievable together. So life is great. I love it.
That's right, Clay. That's right, Clay. Don't be sleeping around with Tom, Dick, and Harry, and Kareem, and Darren, and Pee Wee, and, you know, that's right.
Oh, you talking about you believe in God for Boaz, but then you end up with Bozo because you compromised. Because you didn't know who you was as an individual, and that's why you got all this baby mama drama. You got all these bootleg friends who keep using you every 5 seconds, and you crying, and you all up on Facebook. Oh, God, he did this to me. You finna kill yourself. Girl, get over it. Get you some integrity, good character, and get on with yourself, because it ain't that deep.
Absolutely. Get some self-respect, some self-esteem, and some self-confidence, ladies. And just
Hello.
And then you know what? And if you can't find birds of a feather flock together, I do believe in that. And if you can't find a friend, then just wait on it. It might not be. You ain't got to look for a man. You can ask the Lord for a friend. Send me a woman.
And then another
woman,
thing too, if I can
send
piggyback,
me a man friend.
Maybe the reason why the man haven't come along to come swipe you up is because a real good man, he don't want no needy woman, no woman that's all over the place. And that's maybe the reason why you
Ow, baby.
Let me say that again.
Tell him,
maybe the reason why your man, your bad ass has not come is because you so emotional, you so needy, you just all over the place. See, a good man don't want no emotional woman. He don't want a woman full of drama. He want a woman, a guy who know who she is. She can hold her own down. She
hey,
know, listen, we're money and Clyde together. We can do this thing together. Okay, baby, you might only got $500, baby, but I got $1,000. That's $1,500, and we can make it happen together. So I encourage you, ladies. I'm finna preach today. Come on, play listen.
All right,
now.
Well, I just want to say that we're going to bring back in just a minute some more about Bass Rivers. We greatly appreciate all of our callers and listeners tonight.
You gonna bring back what? Ooh, wait, huh?
I apologize. We're gonna bring back more information on Bass Rivers, and I meant Bass Reed. My bad. His name is Bass Reed. Just some more Black history before we get out of here tonight. We have about 30 minutes left in the show, and I don't want to leave you hanging. I know everybody
Before we go to a break, right? I heard somebody say that women hang in fours. I never heard that. What is that about? What? Women hang
a lot
in
of
fours.
Women. A lot of women. If you look at a lot of clicks of women, if Waiting to Exhale is a great example. Four. Women. They normally you find them in fours. Of that four, you might have two. These two are tighter. These two are tighter. But the four of them, they get along, something like that. But normally that's what you'll find. Probably no more than four. But I find it hard to get three. I'm going to just stick with my one. I don't even want two. I have my one, and I'm going to say this. I have between Jesus, my mother, LaToya, and my daughter. That's all the females and that man and Jesus. That's all I need as far as my female friends.
That's all you need, boo.
You know, so there you go. But normally you'll
find women in four. You just called Jesus a female?
No, I did not. I said I had
those
women.
Don't judge her. I knew what you meant, boo. Don't let him judge you.
He's not going to do it to him, Clay. I said those women and him. And him. Jesus knows who he is.
That's right. Jesus will be a mother to you when you're motherless. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay.
Jesus is everything.
Hello.
He can be that girlfriend, that dude friend. Come on, Terry. Don't act like you don't know.
It's 10:31, everybody. We love Jesus on this show. 10:31. We'll be right back. Hump Day Wednesday.
Like she could use the rescue from a friend. Now she was in no way in any kind of danger.
How much flattery can a female take
from strangers on the main?
Strangers on the main.
Now, how should I approach her without sounding like the rest?
They say the best policy is out of state.
Her beauty overwhelmed me. What she possessed made me almost second guess. But I can't let her get away from me. Never had I had such beauty in arm's reach. And I never thought that she could be digging me. And I never thought that all the other ones would disappear until now.
She was from Brooklyn, baby.
She was from Brooklyn, baby.
She was from Brooklyn, baby.
And she had a swagger like I never seen before.
She was from Brooklyn, baby. Baby,
that girl's just bad, and I know.
Tonight I'm gonna find a way to make her mine.
When I made my entrance into the room, I was hoping I'd be
on your mind
for the rest of the evening. At my highest level of expectation,
I didn't think that you'd be overwhelming to me.
Ooh, so I correct, but never before had it seemed so right. And it was your body halo that brought me to you tonight.
Should I need and want everything that you own?
And in trade, when I awake from this daze, you own my soul. Never had I had such beauty in arm's reach. And I never thought that she could be big as me. And I never thought that all the other ones would disappear until now.
She was from Brooklyn, baby.
She was from Brooklyn, baby.
She was from Brooklyn, baby.
And she had a swagger that I never seen before.
She was from Brooklyn, baby. Baby,
that girl's just bad, and I know.
Tonight I'm gonna find a way to make her mine.
TM Hyman Radio Live. That was Paris Tune with Brooklyn Baby. A nice jam. I really like that. Excuse me. And again, tonight we are discussing relationships, friendships from each end of the spectrum, and whether it's a security blanket or a support system for you. We've had some great, great, great conversation tonight. And if you want to join the rest of the conversation, you have 24 minutes left. Dial in at 917-889-3926, or you can review the podcast as soon as we get off the show so you can hear, you know, about this good conversation we're having. We're also discussing a little bit of Black history this evening, and we had the opportunity to learn about Bass Reed, again, one of the first Black U.S. Marshals who did it big in Alabama. And I just wanted, before we get out of here tonight, just to drop a couple more jewels about him. on you real quickly. Again, he made over 33 arrests in his marshalship. I don't know if that's the word, but that's what we're going to call it, while he was on duty. He also, again, I told you he arrested his son. He couldn't read nor write because, again, he was a slave. So what they did was his fellow marshals would read the warrants to him. He would put them underneath his hat, and then he would go out and capture the man on that warrant. And so, I was outdone that the fact that he couldn't read or write, but he never got one warrant wrong, not a one. And he captured bank robbers, murderers, land swindlers. He captured some of the baddest of thieves out there, some of the baddest men out there. He was an awesome black man. And again, Bass Reeves, you can look him up and find out some more information about him. One of the first black, I'm not sure whose feedback that is, one of the first black deputy marshals out there of the west of the Mississippi River. So we have Clay Licious joining us on the line tonight, along with T.M. Hammond, our hip-hop informer, our beautiful Amy Toya from Newark, Delaware, and this other one over here from Chesapeake, Virginia. Dee Dee's in the house. And again, 22 minutes left in the show, people.
Boom. Clay Licious.
You know, earlier in the beginning of the show, Dee Dee and Terrence, you guys touched on the characteristics of a good friend should embody, right? And the crazy thing is, you don't realize what those good characteristics are or what a good friend truly is until you've had a few bad friendships. You know, it's hard to weed out the good from the bad. And so you've actually had a couple of bad friendships, and then you actually have a good friendship so that you compare it. Just like any other relationship, you know, you might be in a few bad relationships, and then once you have that good relationship, you really know it's good because you can compare it to the bad ones that you've been in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a shame. But, yeah, you usually have to go through a few things. You know, you might love someone, love them until death. I mean, you would do anything for this person, and they may burn you a few times before you realize, hey, this person probably is not the best person to keep in my life. And it's a shame because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I've had people that I've had around since I was a child. Loved the person until, you know, no end. And, you know, unfortunately, sometimes, you know, no matter what you try to do or how bad you want it to work out, it just doesn't, you know. What is it, a reason, a season, a lifetime? Some people are here forever. Some people are just here to teach you a lesson, to help you get through something, or maybe you're being a blessing to that person, but when it's time to let them go,
It's true. I said, like you said, Terrence, pay attention to the signs. Those signs will let you know reason, season, or lifetime, like you said.
No, it's really true. And I'm going to tell you, I cannot say that I've had, you know, like, bad friends. Because, one, I don't consider everybody a friend. I'm very close to my family. I was raised, you know, I got a large family. My family's so large that, you know, most of my friends were my family. You know,
yeah.
I mean, that's just what it was. You know, I've just always been a family type of person. But even, you know, with venturing out, to me, if I can't trust you, you know, if I feel like you're jealous or envious of anything that I have, you know, I don't want to be around you because, you know, I can't trust you. You know, I mean, there's a certain comfort level that I need to have with anybody that I'm going to be in a relationship with. And I've understood relationships for a long time. A friend, you know, you're in a relationship with that friend. It's not sexual. It's not intimate. But anybody that you're in a relationship with, you want to have a certain level of peace and comfort with. And so if I can't establish a comfort level with you from the gate, I will never consider you my friend. So I don't know how people enter into friendships with people that they were never comfortable with from the beginning.
Exactly.
And, well, sometimes it's so close to you and it's right in your face, you can't see it, but somebody else can walk right in and see it, you know, and that's the crazy thing.
I know there's times that Dee Dee.
My discernment is on 1,000.
Yeah, like Dee Dee said before, I was just going to say, it's been times Dee Dee would have people in her life, and the same with me, I have people in my life, and it was like, I don't know about this one. And, you know, people automatically think, oh, she's just jealous because you have someone new. Nah, I'm telling you, something about her character that's not right. And a few months later,
some of us can tell. Some of us can tell immediately. So that's me. My discernment is on 1,000. Because I am listening to the words that are coming out of your mouth.
Yeah.
And see, I listen very intently to the words that people use because they will tell you everything about them. And all I need to hear is about 15 or 20 words. 15 or 20 good words, and I can sum you up.
Share some of those words. So that maybe those are some of like key words that others should look for because everybody doesn't have that discernment. And a lot of people have more failed relationships than that.
It's not specific words. It's not specific words in general, like cat, that, at. It's not those kind of words. It's the substance of the words that are coming forth from that person.
Okay, I'm saying it's for those who don't understand, because discernment to me comes from the spirit. Everybody doesn't have that spirit within them or that discernment. So for those people, it may not be, like you said, cat, bat, act, but can we give them something? You know, if somebody's talking about
absolutely. That's the one piece right there. Let me tell you something. I recently brought someone onto my television project. I was hiring them as the director. I actually had multiple hats with the production company and the roles that I play. So I wanted to move myself out of one capacity and bring someone else in. The person that I hired, all she said was I even told her, I said, let me tell you right now, the team that I work with, the first thing that they're going to pick up on, in your words, is I versus we. Because everything that we do, it's us, it's we, it's our. You are going to stick out like a sore thumb talking about you. But guess what? That was her mentality. So she's going to automatically make it about her because in her mind, guess what? It's about her versus somebody who sees things from a team perspective and everything in their mind is we. It's us. See, you want to be able to pick up on somebody who's in an I mind frame versus a we mind frame. That's something that you got to pick up on because that tells you a lot about that particular person. Specifically, if you're somebody, let's say, that's trying to get married. If you're somebody who's looking for a spouse, you're trying to get married, and you think that, he looks good, he talks good, he smells good, and guess what? His shoes, they brand new. This is my husband. And guess what? because y'all know, if the shoes look good, y'all like, ow! He got all of those things going on, but everything that come out of his mouth is I. It's me, my I. So you got to pick up on those things. That's a selfish person.
But it goes back to
you have to be able to do that type of deductive reasoning for yourself.
But it goes back to what I was saying and somebody else was saying as well too. Sometimes I think the reason why people cannot pick up on those things is because when you don't know who you are as an individual, then you can kind of overlook small things. Like, oh, it's okay that he's a little selfish. Well, I mean, we're not married yet, so it don't, you know, I mean, it's okay. So sometimes when you don't know who you are as an individual, and then even talking about being a good friend to people, sometimes you got to ask yourself, why do I have to have all these friends or all these people that I call my friends? And again, I can speak from a woman's perspective because I'm a woman, is that I think that sometimes when you're a needy individual, you got to have people. It's like I'm a firm believer that you attract who and what you are. Because, like, for instance, in my life, I'm 32 years old, and I can honestly say I've definitely been blessed. I've only really had maybe one, maybe two people that I thought they were my friends, but they was not my friends. But I found it out real quick and early in the game. Because one of the things for myself, I'm always evaluating how, Clay, are you really being a good friend? Like, what do you think a good friend is? So, I like, seriously, I even write a list down. What do I expect out of my friends? And then I have a expected list for myself. Clay, in order for you to want to attract good friends, you got to be making sure that you're good friends. So people in my circle of friendship knows that if me and you don't make it as friends, it ain't nothing because of Clay done, because I'm always evaluating myself. And I even let my friends know. I ask them, do you think I'm being a good friend to you? How can I make our friendship better? Because I don't know everything. But I strive all the time to make sure that I'm being a good friend. I'm being the best person that I can be. So I think that sometimes if we step back and stop being so needy as to, I got to have a friend. Oh, she's my friend. I got 18 friends. Really? What do you need with 18 friends for? All of you, 18 people really ain't really your friend. So half of them folks is using you, and you got to just be able to know and pick up, like what T was saying. You got to be able to pick up on clues and pick up on who is for you and who against you, but you got to ask yourself, now, if I keep attracting shady people, do I got some shadiness on me? Because normally, like she said, birds of a feather flock together. And if all these birds, we all up here flocking together, we scammers, then that's why I'm probably keep attracting scammers. So that's all I got to say about it.
No, it's real. That's real because, look, I got 1,021 Facebook friends, and out of 1,021 Facebook friends, I probably only have about 5 good friends out of the 1,021.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
There you go.
You know, I like what you just said, Clay. What do you need so many people? Why do you have to say that you have so many associates or friends anyway?
Exactly.
Why is it important that you have 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35 friends? How many are you servicing properly in the first place? How many are you truly being a good friend to?
Exactly. It's about, like she just said, it's a esteem issue. And a lot of times people, I don't understand people. Like, for instance, and maybe it's my own personality. Like, I can do anything by myself. Like, before I got married, I traveled all over the place. I've done pretty much everything. I've done skydive. I've done everything by myself because I've always been, and probably the way I was raised to. See, I'm from Nutbush. And down south, we was raised is that you got your family, and I too came from a huge family. So Mr. Hyman, I know when you talk about huge family, I came from a huge family. So my family was always my friends, but my parents, they always taught us is that be true to yourself and be true to the people around you. You get what you expect. So if you expect, so even with, and again, I'm going to go back to ladies. As ladies, you know, we always be like, girl, I'm a believe guy for this man. I'm a believe guy for this gazillionaire. Girl, I'm a believe guy. I'm going to get Denzel Washington. But we sitting up here looking like Harriet Tubman. And I think that sometimes you just got to seriously, sometimes you got to put stuff in perspective. You know, you got to figure out, number one is that you got to be happy with yourself first. And I think that sometimes that's the reason why we be wanting all these people around us to make us feel good about ourselves. But at the end of the day, you got to look in the mirror. At the end of the day, like when you die and go on to where you going to go, you came in this world by yourself and you're going to leave by yourself. So all the folks that you thought was your friends, and really you probably ain't a good friend anyways. That's why you want to – it's just – yeah.
Hey, look, I just caught that Harriet Tubman visual. And look, if you look like Harriet Tubman, you can forget about Denzel.
We talking about Black History Month. I mean, you know I ain't going to judge my girl.
Like
I appreciate her, but – I mean, come on.
Hey, we'll be right back. We'll be right back. 10 minutes left of the show. Back in a moment.
Real talk. Are you being used in your relationship or your friendship? Do you have a clue? Support system or security blanket? That's been our topic tonight. We got like 6 minutes left in the show. 917-889-3926. Your hip hop informer, Tia Muhammad, coming to you live out of Tampa. Clay out of Orlando. Toya live out of Newark. Dee Dee live out of Chesapeake. Thanks for rocking tonight, everybody. It's a 10:54. That was a Press My Buttons. Saber is the artist. Hey, thanks for rocking, folks.
Oh, no problem. Definitely. Thanks for having me. Having us.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming on, Clay. You're always welcomed and making guest appearances and co-hosting. We greatly appreciate you. I just want to just tell everybody from basically what we've been talking about, again, pay attention to the signs, everybody. It's a reason, season, and a lifetime. It's a lesson to be learned in all. And by being a blessing, that doesn't mean you got to be used. And make sure that whatever you do it with love, with godly love. But, again, pay attention to the signs, because everybody's not out for your best interest and out for your good. So, again, reason, season, and a lifetime, and learn the lesson in it all.
And so when we talk about love, right, coming out of Valentine's Day, and as the month of February, people tend to think about love all the time. Let me just remind men and women, love is an action word.
Exactly.
Love is an action word. It's not a noun, you know. It's not a, you know, a person, a place, or a thing. It's a verb. It's a verb. It's an action word. And so your measurement for love is this. Love gives. And if you're in a situation where you're not receiving, no one is showing you love, 9 times out of 10, they really don't have no love for you. Don't continue to go off of what people say. Measure the validity of what people are telling you through their love, through their actions, through what they show you. Not what they tell you. Believe, achieve, and maximize the opportunity. Angels, take us home. Take us back Friday, 9 p.m. inside the Cypher. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Be blessed. Be a blessing. Good night.
Good night.
Night.
Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TMDM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TDM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.